APIX 5 News at 6, two teenagers in the East Bay have lost their lives in a shooting in Oakland. The teens were brothers and Berkeley High students. We have the latest. Plus,
the damage that plastic waste does in the environment, it really causes serious issues.
A Santa Cruz man with a potential solution to a big environmental issue, the technology that could be used to address plastic waste.
And one of the most anticipated events of the year finally returns to San Francisco. The excitement for Fleet Week starting today.
Ooh, and it's going to be a nice one for us. We're warming up as we head into this work week, just in time for any outdoor events. We'll talk more about that coming up in your full forecast.
And as you get ready to head out the door, we already have a traffic alert along the East Shore Freeway, backing things up in both directions. We'll have a live look coming right up.
And developing in Oakland, two teenage brothers killed in a weekend shooting. 17-year-old Jay-Z Sotelo Garcia and 15-year-old Angel Sotelo Garcia, both Berkeley High students. Police also say two others were hurt. All of this happening during what's believed to be a house party. Now, the shooting happened on Apker Street near the Oakland-Emeryville border. Neighbors say about 30 to 40 teens attended on Saturday night, and just before 10 p.m., the shooting broke out. Now, Martin Opsahl lives across the street and says he was smoking in front of his house at the time of the shooting.
It just started as a commotion where, you know, young people drinking and kind of gathering, and started breaking out into bickering and hostility. And before you know it, two guys just walk upstairs and start shooting at each other.
It sounded like two people were exchanging gunfire. It sounded like there was at least two firearms.
Yeah, now the taller one here in the photo, that's 17-year-old Jay-Z, a junior at Berkeley High. The one on the right, 15-year-old Angel, a sophomore. Now, two others were hurt, also students at Berkeley High. The school superintendent released a statement that said in part, quote, "Our hearts go out to the family and everyone impacted by this tragedy. Because these were two of our own, we are all feeling this pain collectively and must hold each other especially close and care for one another." Family members described Angel, the 15-year-old, as a gentle soul who loved and cared deeply for those around him. They described Jay-Z, the 17-year-old, as the quieter one who tended to naturally assume the role of protector. Oakland police are investigating what motivated the shooting, but this comes during another weekend of deadly gun violence across the city. Amanda.
And Jocelyn, gun violence is never okay, but when it hits those teens, it just hits a little too close to home. Yeah. All right, let's look at this other top stories for you this morning. The three schools on the King Estate campus in Oakland are closed again today. Now, police say they're still looking for at least two suspects who shot up the campus last week, injuring six people there. Investigators say the shooting is likely tied to gangs. All of the victims are recovering. OPD is still looking at the video of the attack, but they are planning on releasing it publicly so that they can get help identifying those shooters. A 60 Minutes investigation reveals the Forest Service's outdated tactics and overgrown forest lands may have contributed to 200,000 acres going up in flames in the Caldor fire. The investigation found maps were outdated and roads were impossible to drive through. And then on the night of August 15th, the Forest Service shut down operations. They claimed conditions were unsafe and they wanted to reassess, and another 11,000 acres burned. President Biden and the First Lady plan to head to Puerto Rico today to view hurricane damage. They will head to Florida on Wednesday. Ian left millions without power along Florida's Gulf Coast, and more than 80 people have died. More than 100,000 customers are still waiting for the lights to turn back on in Puerto Rico 2 weeks after Fiona hit. Fleet Week may officially kick off today, but ships and airplanes are already making their way into San Francisco. Yesterday, we got a look at one of the U.S. Navy warships arriving for the events. This is the USS Princeton pulling into the bay. And we love that sound. The Navy Blue Angels have arrived. They landed at the Oakland Airport just before 6 last night. Now, the Blue Angels will be taking part in the Fleet Week air show this upcoming weekend, flying between Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge. The air show is a homecoming for one of the pilots. Lieutenant Scott Gossens was born in New York but raised in San Francisco. He graduated from St. Ignatius College Preparatory School in 2006. He flies the left wing of the Blue Angels formation and currently lives in the Central Valley. Well, our special Fleet Week coverage continues throughout the week on air and online. We've also posted a link to the event schedule on KPIX.com. Now, a lot of us are very excited. I'm Jessica. You have been looking forward to this for a while.
Excited for Fleet Week? Absolutely. Oh, it's going to be amazing flying weather, the ships out there as we extend into the week. That event alone, I mean, this is my first year doing it, but it's looking like it's going to be an amazing week, weather-wise at least. Looking outside right now in San Francisco, clear skies. It is a beautiful setup for us. Some patchy fog will push through this morning. It really clears up as we head into the afternoon. Great flying weather, in all honesty. I just went out over the weekend over the Golden Gate Bridge. It was a stunning weekend for us across the board in all of our microclimates. But as we extend into this afternoon, daytime highs are sitting mostly in the 60s from the bay all the way along our coastline, from Bodega all the way into Half Moon Bay, and even into our inland areas. We're sitting right around average, just in the 80s this afternoon. We'll see a little bit of a warm-up this week, but that's okay. You know what we need right now? High pressure building, because that's going to clear our skies up a lot. We'll see sunnier conditions as we wrap up this week, just in time for Fleet Week, and we'll have more on that in your local forecast in just a little bit. How are the roads looking, G?
Busy, unfortunately, especially for commuters headed along the East Shore Freeway. In fact, that's where we have a traffic alert this morning, our second one of the day. That's affecting commuters coming into the in and out of the East Bay. We've got Mobile 5 live on scene there. You can see that people are hard at work unloading this big rig that toppled over. It was carrying 80,000 pounds of dry food. They're trying to get it off that truck onto the second truck so they can actually upright the vehicle and tow it out of lane. So very busy, a very active scene still. And as we pans over and kind of look at the backup there, it is still very, very slow as you work your way in and around that area. So that is going to take some time to clear. This is eastbound 80 into Richmond near San Pablo Dam Road. So busy there. In fact, let's jump to our maps right now and kind of show you what the backup is. This is the crash itself is on the eastbound side, but look at all that westbound traffic for all that spectators slowing. You're slow at least from probably that 80 Highway 4 connector through Hercules. Stay sluggish from that point all the way down to where that crash is. We will keep you updated on that all morning long. Justin.
A man in Santa Cruz thinks he's come up with a potential solution to the problem of plastic waste. He says it's good to convert it to diesel fuel. The science is sound, but environmentalists aren't too sure about the approach. Our Devin Feely has this special report.
The reality is we are facing a tsunami of plastic products, and the overwhelming majority don't get recycled. On top of that, far too many of them end up in the environment and our oceans. This next story is about a sailor and a boat captain and an activist who thinks he might just have stumbled upon a solution to that problem.
For Captain Jim Holm, his love of the ocean and his concern for its well-being run as deep as, well, the ocean itself.
The damage that plastic waste does in the environment, it really causes some serious issues.
A sailor turned activist, Jim believes he has found a potential solution to the existential threat of plastic waste, something he's seen firsthand on his travels around the world.
I like to call it a cross between grandma's pressure cooker and grandpa's still.
Jim is trying to convince the city of Santa Cruz and eventually the wider world to adopt technology that converts unrecycled plastic into diesel fuel.
And just put them in the machine as they are.
Using a small tabletop version of the technology, Jim explains how the process works. Plastics of all kinds are heated to nearly 800 degrees Fahrenheit, first becoming a liquid and then a gas, which cools and is collected on the right side of the converter. That yellow, oily substance can be readily refined into diesel fuel.
I believe very strongly that this particular system has the potential to make an enormous difference in plastic pollution.
But it does beg the question, why not just recycle the plastic in the first place? According to the EPA, a small fraction of plastic products, 8.7% in 2018, and estimated to be even less now, are ultimately recycled. The rest, like a great tributary of trash, litter landfills, enter the environment, or pollute the planet's oceans.
There are still some of these plastic types that don't have enough value to be recyclable on a regular basis.
But not everyone is convinced converting plastic to fuel is truly the best solution.
On the face of it, it's not focused on the right problem.
Rachel O'Malley is a professor of environmental science at San Jose State University. She says manufacturing far less plastic and switching to electric vehicles is the answer to plastic pollution and a warming planet.
The problem of plastics, we've got to stop using them. Reduce before you reuse. And if you're going to reuse, sequester the carbon.
Jim says steering the manufacturing industry away from plastics is much like turning a large ship at sea. It doesn't happen quickly. And in the meantime, he says, the watery world he's come to love pays the price for our inaction.
I now have a granddaughter as well, and I'd like her to be able to see many of the things that I've been fortunate enough to see.
Captain Holm thinks like a sailor, his plan would harness the winds of commerce to get people an incentive, financial or otherwise, to collect and remove plastic waste from the environment. He is still in the earliest stages of a conversation with the city about that technology, a conversation that was largely put on hold during the pandemic.
Now, the Santa Cruz Public Works Director says the city would need to see a full-scale working prototype of Jim's technology before considering its adoption. Pretty interesting stuff there, though, there, G.
Yeah, anything to help with all that waste would make a big difference for sure. All right, a pet rescue during Hurricane Ian is going viral. A man saved a terrified cat at Bonita Beach in Florida, just south of Fort Myers. And soon afterward, the air conditioning unit the cat was perched on got washed into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the female cat is now living with the man and his family while they try to find its owner. Look at that. You can see that right there in the video, him saving the cat. The video has received more than a million views on social media. And thank goodness they were there to see the cat just perched.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
probably so scared.
So scared. And it's good that this happened. But I just can't imagine what so many people are going through in Florida right now, losing their homes and the flooding. And
and a lot of them have to make that decision, too, of leaving their pets behind, which is just I can't imagine how heartbreaking and how hard that decision is to be.
Yeah.
Super devastating.
It's not easy.